Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine on KNIA KRBLS. This is Let's Talk Knoxville, being joined by Assistant City Manager Dylan Feek, and we're going to discuss what happened at yesterday morning's streetscape meeting. It was held here at City Hall, and Dylan, we appreciate you talking with us. Basically, give folks a rundown on maybe an update on what the streetscape project's kind of looking like right now at this point in time.
Thanks for having me here today, Corey. I sure appreciate it and your interest in the streetscape project, because I'm aware so many people are very concerned about the project and progress in it. And so we have a standing meeting every other week here at City Hall where we invite any business owners, any residents to come and join us. That meeting, you'll always find city staff who are involved in the project, including myself, Assistant City Manager, the City Manager, Harold Stewart, various staff who are involved with inspections. We have the engineers from Veenstra and Kim who have engineered and designed this project, as well as contractors from Hawkeye Paving who is doing the construction work. At each meeting, we typically go over the last 2 weeks of progress to make sure that we're moving forward as fast as we can on the project and identify any issues that are outstanding. We also talk about the next 2 weeks and what our schedule is holding for us in the near future. So this has really helped us stay on track with where we're at, making sure that we're following the timeline of the project. Due to the time of year that this is, we want to make sure that these streets are, and the whole project is buttoned up and finished before winter hits. And so we've got a very aggressive timeline. We're moving fast, making great progress on it. And so the meetings are really intended to, you know, provide a wonderful opportunity for communication with our residents, business owners, and anyone who might be interested in the project, but also ensure that we're following schedule and moving forward at full speed.
So what was discussed at yesterday's meeting, maybe in particulars?
Right now, we've been doing work on the sanitary sewer main, which is about 20 foot deep below the center of 2nd Street between Robinson and Main. And so now we're at the point where we've extended to the alleyway on the west side of the county courthouse. We've also connected all the services up to the Red Ribbon restaurant that's on the west side of 2nd. And so we'll be beginning work on their sewer and water repairs here this week. But then we're going to continue down to where we can work on the Lucky Buffet as well as the Tazo's restaurants. So those buildings will be next to get their services connected. Once we complete the sanitary sewer main as well as the laterals, we'll be coming in over the top of those sanitary sewers and putting in the storm sewers. Once that's done, then we'll be finishing off the water main, which we do at the same time. And then we're basically prepping for the subgrade, sub-base for the streets to go in.
Well, Dylan, fortunately, the weather has been kind to the workers. Only just a little bit of rain, but it hasn't been really a downpour of rain, so they've still been able to kind of work through all that as well. So fortunate enough for them to be able to stay on track with that kind of work. Have they met any complications the last couple of weeks?
You know, there are always complications on any type of project of this magnitude. One of the challenges that we've had has been the condition of the sanitary sewer main in 2nd is by far the worst sewer main in the downtown area. And so over the last 4 and 5 years, as we've been planning this project, we've televised everything from the inside out to see what the condition was and to help plan for the project. Well, the problems that we had is the sewer main was collapsed in so many places, we could not run a camera through it. So it was very difficult to know where all the building services came from a Tazo's or from a Wells Fargo and connected into the sewer main. So we could not identify those like we could elsewhere around the square. So part of the challenge with this block of the project has been we have to locate those services simultaneously as we go through and repair the main. So it is very challenging. We have trained eyes on site that are looking for the difference between an 8-inch sewer main and a 6-inch or 4-inch sewer service, identifying those. And once we do, we test, we make sure we locate it, and then we get those services reconnected as quick as we can.
Again, Dylan Feek, Assistant City Manager of the City of Knoxville, joining us here on Let's Talk Knoxville, in case you're just tuning into our program on our Marion County Midday Magazine. Another big thing that was also discussed yesterday, Dylan, and a bit of good news as well, was that this project has, you guys were talking about that it's going to be completed on time.
Correct. Right now, we've got a pretty aggressive schedule, which we've stuck very close to it. And currently, October 14th is the day that the Hawkeye Paving employees for the pavement prep work will be in town. One of the benefits of this project was when Hawkeye Paving bidded out, they were going to be doing all of the road preparation work. Well, they decided to sub that out, and so TK Concrete will actually be doing the work for them, but they still have staff that's available to help. So the way that this benefits the residents of Knoxville is that we'll actually have two crews, one the contracted crew from Hawkeye Paving, but then also a subcontractor, TK Concrete, who will be on site as well. And so one of the issues that we discussed yesterday at the meeting was on October 14th, as those crews come into town to start the sub base work and the preparation work for all the road paving, we'll actually have two crews on site that can help with the preparation. Certainly will expedite the process of prepping the roads and streets for pavement. We'll begin with doing the roads from the center of the lane outwards. Basically, we lay in the heavy road, which is 7 and 8 inch concrete in various spots. So very thick, very deep roads. And then we eventually work our way towards the buildings and towards the outside where we finish with the sidewalks.
Well, Dylan, a big thing with that as well is should be done in time for the lighted parade. They're hoping for the lighted windows as well in late November. Where can people go to find maybe an expected schedule for the rest of this project?
That's a great question. We do anticipate just about a month's time to do all the preparation work for the paving as well as the paving itself, with wrapping up the project right around November 11th or that week of November 11th. Now, certainly there's always factors that come into play. Weather is always one. We're doing the best that we can to plan accordingly, but you never know with this type of project. So we'd like to see it done by November 11th. We're working as fast as we can to make that happen, which would be well in advance of living windows at the end of the month of November. But for those residents who are interested in the schedules, in the costs of the project, we've included all that information on the city's website. Go to www.knoxvilleia.gov. Various links for construction projects, streetscape, all that information is there. We want residents to know what they are paying for with this downtown streetscape project. This was a voter-approved referendum a couple of years ago. This is local option sales tax at work, and it's paying for this cost of the project. And so it's wonderful information. Encourage anyone who has questions to go look there and see that 95% of the cost of the project are for those necessary infrastructure items like sanitary sewer, storm sewers, water, pavement, sidewalks, and so forth.
It should be a tremendous accomplishment as soon as it's all said and done. I know it's only phase one. There's still four more parts of it left to go. It should be completed by summer of 2015. We look forward to talking with you throughout the next couple of years as this project nears completion. Thanks a lot, and take care.
Thank you, Corey. I appreciate it.
That's Dylan Feek, Assistant City Manager of the City of Knoxville. You can download and listen to Let's Talk Knoxville on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under the radio audio media player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.